You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm David Lazarus, sitting in for Lizzie O'Leary. One place where you'll find some minimums, at least if you look carefully, is the supermarket. Look at the shelves. Look at the products you like. Are they getting smaller? Well, that's not your fading eyesight. That's, in fact, the real deal. In many cases, you're paying the same or more for less. And that seems to be a growing trend. To talk about that, I'm joined by Edgar Dworsky. He's founder of ConsumerWorld.org. Hiya, Edgar.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And, you know, this is something that just drives me nuts. The idea that you're going to go buy a favorite product, whether it's cookies or spices or whatever, and the package looks basically the same. It's just a little smaller. You can't quite tell, but it's a little smaller. What's going on?
Well, this is a very sneaky practice of product manufacturers. When they're faced with a price increase, they know consumers are very price conscious, and they'll know if you raise the price of the orange juice from $2.99 to $3.29. But if they can take out a few ounces from the container in an inconspicuous way, typically leaving the packaging almost the same, they've kind of put one over on the consumers. The consumer is paying the same price, so they don't notice they're getting less, which is a backdoor price increase.
And why is it that we don't notice? Are we that unobservant? Is it because we don't read how many fluid ounces are in there? Why is it that we're so easily duped by this?
We're not net weight conscious. We certainly are conscious about the size of products. So you know if you're buying mayonnaise, you know, do you buy the little jar, the medium size kind of quart size one, or the jumbo one? But we don't tend to look every time we buy the item at the net weight and memorize it, and then come back the next time and see, oh, it changed a little bit. We tend to be price conscious, not net weight conscious.
Therefore, if the price is unchanged and the package is not noticeably different, chances are it'll slip right past us.
Exactly right.
Oh, my goodness. And what about the savings for the manufacturer? If they take out an ounce here or a little bit there, does it make a big difference?
Well, think about it. Tuna fish is one of the classic items that's been downsized. Tuna fish started about 7 ounces, then it went to 6.5, and then 6.25, and 6.125, and 6 ounces, and 5 ounces. Take out an ounce of tuna from a can. You may not miss it that much in your sandwich, but think about the manufacturer. How many millions or billions of cans did that manufacturer save an ounce from? And that adds up to an awful lot of pounds and tons of tuna and big money for the manufacturer.
Another prominent one, and this one's fairly recent, is toilet paper, where you're either getting a thicker roll in the middle or fewer sheets surrounding it.
You know, the original Charmin had 600 or 650 sheets on a roll. Today's double rolls of Charmin are about 164 sheets. So it's not your imagination. Gee, didn't I just put that toilet paper in the holder a couple of days ago? And it's gone.
I believe when Charmin got busted on this, and they never, of course, announced that they were offering less, but their answer was, oh, well, don't worry, because we're using a higher quality paper, therefore you need fewer sheets, to which I say, don't you tell me how many sheets I need.
Manufacturers come up with all kinds of excuses why they do it. They will say one of the classic ones when Folgers coffee, remember the old 16-ounce cans of coffee, has gone down to 13, in some cases, you know, 11. They said, well, we fluffed up the beans to expose more surfaces of the beans, and we just couldn't get that full pound in the pound can anymore. So we're giving the consumer less.
I'm sorry, did you say we fluffed up the beans?
That's right. There's actually a fluffer for beans.
I want that on a t-shirt. My beans are fluffed. So we know why businesses are doing this. We know that we as consumers are falling prey to this. Is there anything to do, or is this just the way things are?
Well, it's been this way for decades and decades. I don't see it stopping. When we have a run of higher raw material prices, that's one of the reasons manufacturers are faced, you know, with a quandary. Do I raise the price of the item or do I take some of it out of the package? We have to be vigilant. You have to not only remember the price you paid last time, remember what the net weight or net count was on the package. That way, you'll at least know if you're getting less for your money.
Actually, when I lived in Japan once, they shrank one of the products and they advertised it as more convenient. I'm thinking more convenient is less.
Well, I will tell you, I was at a store once and it was a grand opening and I was in the cookie aisle. And there happened to be a representative from Nabisco there, and Oreos had just downsized. It went from 16 ounces to 15 point, whatever it was. And I commented about the downsizing. And, you know, the spin master that this person was, he said, well, think about it. Fewer calories.
Oh, that's smart. That's very impressive. Edgar Dworsky is founder of ConsumerWorld.org. Edgar, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks, David.